Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Volunteers of America chapter in Northern California and Northern Nevada is more than a century old, founded in 1911. The nonprofit is among the largest provider of services for some of the most vulnerable residents, providing housing or shelter to more than 3,000 adults and children every single night. But it doesn't stop there. There are resources spanning to housing, substance abuse, and employment services. Tomorrow, they'll be hosting a Veterans Job Fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their Mather location in Sacramento County. Joseph Bice is a manager of the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program and joins us with more. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for taking the time. Let's start off with a little introduction into you. What is your role at the VOA?
I am the manager of the Veterans Service Center and the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program Manager. So we have a Veterans Service Center here. And within that Veterans Service Program, we have a employment services, which is known as our Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program, or HVRP.
What drew you to this work?
I've always been a servant. I am a veteran. I'm a combat disabled veteran. So I've surrounded myself with huge veterans communities, and the need to assist other veterans was what drew me to this particular organization and this particular job. I recently retired 30 years of service with the state of California. And as well there, I was assisting veterans.
What are the challenges for job placement with veterans?
Veteran job placement is usually finding the right veteran for the right job and realizing that veterans that are have been out of the service for a while sometimes forget who they are. They oftentimes don't reach out for help. So the biggest barriers are the veterans themselves. They, for some reason or other, have put themselves in a position where they're not too proud of their position or their stage in life at this particular moment. And getting them to come in, talk with us, getting them to assist with their employment needs and obtaining employment, and hopefully in the long run, beating their condition of homelessness.
Any idea how many veterans your chapter, the Veteran Volunteers of America, Northern California, Northern Nevada affiliate helps?
On a yearly basis, we probably get employment for approximately 120 veterans each year. And some of those veterans, we get employment and promotional services. We bring a veteran into the program and we're not just trying to find them a job. We're trying to find them meaningful employment. And then, of course, we provide supportive services, which allow them the opportunity to realize that maybe this wasn't the job that they thought it was and come back. And we can assist with them in finding another job or finding maybe a promotional position or something else within that organization that makes makes their job more meaningful to them. In the beginning, when they first get a job, most of them are not only homeless, but they're very low income. So it's our challenge. It's our opportunity to help them out with other supportive services, such as purchasing them shoes, work clothing, if they have a vehicle, helping them with putting gas in that vehicle for their first week or two of employment. If they don't have a vehicle, helping them with bus passes that they can get to their work location as well. So just a lot more that we do for the veteran than just find them a job or match them up with an employer. So we can also job coach them. We provide resume writing. We provide how to get a job, how to maintain a job. how do we kind of remind them of what it's like to be employed. And it's kind of like we have a plethora of workshops that we may also partner with other organizations or just do ourselves. Mm-hmm. I have 5 job developers here in this location, and each one of them are able and willing to help the veteran with their specific needs for employment.
I would imagine with your personal experience as a combat veteran and then now working, you know, to help other veterans find employment, and you mentioned that you help, you know, over 100 each and every year, you know, find the right job that, that works for them. Throughout your time, I would imagine that there are relationships or moments that you've experienced during these interactions that continue to shape and motivate and drive the work that you do.
Absolutely. It's every day is a learning experience. We find out more about ourselves as well as our veterans. We call them veterans, but those are our clients. Those are our customers. We just refer to them as veterans. However, you know, that in itself takes on another avenue. It allows us to, on an annual basis, we meet with all other homeless veterans reintegration program employees, job developers, managers, back east in Washington, D.C., usually it is. And we are guided and we're managed by our grant is through the Department of Labor. And they're always compiling statistics. They're always compiling employer lists, things of that nature, to see how well the veterans do in the long run. Of course, being the homeless veterans program, we also serve regular veterans. We may not provide them the same support services that a homeless veteran receives when they come through our program. However, again, we are also interested in that sustainability, that job sustainability, which sometimes does happen to affect veterans that come to us for assistance, but may not be homeless. Again, we will not necessarily provide them with the same support services, such as, you know, the bus passes and things of that nature that I mentioned to you, because they're not homeless and they don't normally fit completely into the program. But we don't turn veterans away.
There's going to be a job fair tomorrow. That's why you're here. What do you hope people take away from the job fair at your Mather location in Sacramento?
Well, I hope what people take away from the job fair, mostly veterans, are the ideas that there are major organizations, major corporations out there that are looking for veterans. There's quite a few in the Sacramento area. There's quite a few in the Rancho or Mather area that have called this place home. And that there are quite a few people, other veterans as well as non-veterans, in the community that are here to help them and are more than willing to assist them in their journey to be self-sustainably housed. And that's kind of way we approach it here at HVRP, is we're the conduit at which they maintain housing. We can get people a place to stay. We can get them off the street. But in order for them to stay in that situation, stay in self-sustainable housing, is by getting them the ability to help themselves, restoring dignity and providing a meaningful employment.
What industries and employers will be at the job fair tomorrow?
We have quite a few. We have a couple of other placement agencies that are also interested in our veterans. They sometimes have a main place, or they are on a lot of organizations, corporations have gone to placement agencies to provide employees. It's easier to do it that way for them, and they want to focus on their own ability to manage the employment on their end once they've hired somebody. But some of the organizations that we're looking at is Department of Housing and Community, Department of Social Services, Department of Developmental Services, Sacramento Regional Transit, EDD, Pride Staffing, Amazon, SMUD, FedEx, T-Mobile, Hood, which is not the town or city of Hood. It's an organization in South Sacramento, and they're doing a lot of food packaging. VBA, Homeless Veterans Outreach Program, Veterans Benefit Administration is what that is. CalVet, Labor Max Staffing is one of those other partners that we use. They are also a staffing agency. Building Talent Foundation, Marathon Staffing, Balance Staffing, Volt, and OBTT, which is Off-Base Transitional Training. This is an organization that is also funded by Department of Labor, which provides veterans that have transitioned out into civilian life the tools to be able to obtain, kind of like a self-help, be able to obtain employment and sustain employment. They just don't provide the things that we can provide them by doing it and essentially almost like a job coach. There's going to be quite a few organizations. These are, being called a job fair and resource fair, because those other resources will also be there.
That's wonderful. I mean, you just named off a lot of employers that will be there. Thank you so much for joining us, Joseph, and giving us a preview of the job fair that's taking place tomorrow.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on and explaining to our job fair. As well, tomorrow we will be having a healthcare fair. This is going to be the day after the employment, that's going to be at from 9 to 1
on Thursday
tomorrow as well.
Oh,
yes,
tomorrow.
Same local.
Okay.
Yes.
So we
tomorrow's
have
Wednesday. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
The 23rd.
We'll have that information on our Insight page. So the job fair is on Wednesday, and then the health fair, which is really important as well, is on Thursday. Joseph Feiss is a manager of the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program with Volunteers of America. And we're talking about that job fair and also learning about the health fair that's taking place this week at their Mather location in Sacramento County. We have all of that information on our Insight page. Have a great day. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.